Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And I am deeply grateful you could be with me today on this 17th day of January 2026. And we're going to talk about something that I hope kind of helps you a little bit, but probably will be another one of those things where you think I'm droning on about things you don't want to do. I have been getting some emails from a gentleman named Ken, and he lives in Connecticut, and he listens to these podcasts every day, he says. So I'm grateful for that. I hope it's helping him. And he wrote a couple of questions that I thought were very pertinent to what I'm trying to do here and might help him. I don't know, but might help you. I hope so. So we're going to spend the next 2 days with Ken in Connecticut. So he asked me, first question, how does logic play a role in any spirituality you teach? Ken, it plays no role whatsoever. And this is the problem with a profound inner work that all of us must face one way or the other in some lifetime or another. We all have to deal with it. And what that means is that there comes a time when you realize the futility, absolute futility of logic and reasoning. It is in no way a help. Now, it may be a help to you in some form or fashion in the world, but, you know, that won't be enough. You do have other powers. You do have other states of presence within you other than logic and reasoning, other than what the mind can adorn you with all of its crazy. But you have to understand with every thing that you and I do in and of the human mind, there is a price to pay for it. There are consequences. And the major one is that of hardening of the heart. Our hearts become deeply hardened. We lose intuition. And as we lose our intuition, we lose the manner of our way and the manner of our spirit. I am going to bow to the Tao here. Let me read this to you from the Tao. If you seek to embrace the way through the path of learning, which would include logic and reasoning, the way will not be understood. If you observe the way with simplicity of heart, great indeed is the way. So I teach my students simplicity, solitude, and silence. Those three things are very, very important. And they have nothing to do with logic and reasoning. We have to begin to hear what our minds are purporting to us and then understand they have absolutely no meaning in the authentic spiritual path. It's not about collecting knowledge in the path. It's not about collecting beliefs and philosophies. It's not about that at all. It's about coming to that very precious place within us where we find the simplicity of the heart speaking to us through solitude and silence. But I have to become simple. If I am not a simple person, then I will never be able to awaken to self-realize, as it were. Now, what does the simple mean? It means not to be complicated, not to weigh this thought against another thought, this reasoning against another reasoning. It is not about trying to figure out what will be most beneficial for me. You either have the ilk, the ability, the intent, to do something noble with your life, to enter into, shall we say, the simplicity of the heart, and suddenly realize, oh, such is the way. Most people don't take that alternative. Blessed are the pure in heart, did Jesus say, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So all great masters, including the Buddha, talked about the beauty of the simplicity of the heart. We confuse the heart with emotions. And as long as I think my emotionality is my heart, I will miss the significance of my living, and nothing, and I mean nothing, will be clear to me as far as the meaning of the way. So logic has no place in a spiritual practice, in an authentic one. Now, if you think it does, if you think that the practice has to be reasonable to the way you think, then you miss the whole thing. It isn't about being reasonable. It isn't about you and I thinking, oh, 2 + 2 = 4. No, it's not about that. It's about this. Why does 2 and 2 exist at all? And where did it come from? What is the significance of the equation itself? What does it represent? The Tao is the order of life. A true spiritual path reflects the order of life. That way, we don't get confused with the idea of our assumptions and our presumptions, which confound us constantly in this lifetime. I mean constantly. So I have to be able to see things in the order of the Tao, the order of how life works. And to be honest with you, very few people are interested in this, and very few people can do it. And that's why they're not interested in it. It makes no sense to them. Ken, you must understand a true spiritual path does not acquiesce to your mental acuity at all. Your mental acuity means nothing. In the light of the practice of love, in the light of the practice of the order of life itself, there can only be that which the heart can render to me. And this comes through silence, meditation, deep inner work, to be able to put aside my Gregory Edward Penn part, to realize the futility of it, to realize I've been incarcerated by it, to be able to awaken to the fact and the essence of it all, to understand the manner of the way. And again, most people are not, they're not privy to this. They're reluctant to give up their logic and reasoning for the fear of being bamboozled or being wrong. Being wrong is much more important to people than that of discovering the way. People believe in right and wrong, good and bad. These dualities cause nothing but pain and sorrow in our life, and all the logic and reasoning of the world will never be able to convince you of that. You have to see this for yourself. There comes a time where you've got to be willing to figure it out beyond your thoughts. If you live only by your thoughts, you will live in the confines of the flesh. And that, well, that's an option. It certainly is. But it is not the manner of the way. And it isn't going to help you in your awakening, in your effort to maybe self-realize. So you've got to ask yourself, Ken, what are you really asking? Are you shopping for a philosophy? Are you shopping for a religion? Are you shopping for a teacher, someone who's going to acquiesce to your logic and reasoning and tell you that how great thou art for your logic and reasoning? Or are you willing to see things from another point of view? Maybe something more, well, what do I want to say? Esoteric. Something very, very beautiful. There is that measure of love in us all. And most people don't see it because they're too busy being logical. I hope that helped you, Ken. I'm going to answer your second question tomorrow, and I hope you'll join me. And I thank you all for listening. I will be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, as always. Namaste.